I think any assessment must start with a bit of honesty. And I think the ANC has been dishonest about its failures. To start finding fault with municipalities, and they also find fault with many others, is an attempt to evade taking responsibility. The president of the country and the president of the ANC always had access to the developments within the country, whether they happen at the national level, at the provincial level, or a local level. And the polls were always indicating that the ANC is not going to do well unless the ANC does something. So what we have here in this so-called self-assessment is the failure of leadership to take responsibility for the outcome.
But Professor, can we say it is never too late? The fact that the ANC has made a self-assessment, that itself is honorable.
Well, it depends. The self-assessment must start being honest, because if you're not honest, you're going to make the same mistake that had led to this loss. So if you start first there, then it will never be too late if you become honest. But if you become dishonest, the very things that made it difficult for you to address the challenges will continue to remain.
The ANC right now is in a government of national unity. How would they put into practice this self-assessment within the context of a government of national unity?
Well, that is where the difficulty is, because if you look at the government of national unity, you have parties that have made it their business to ensure that the ANC fails. And the DA has actually said, the leader of the DA, that in her lifetime, she will live to see the ANC dead, kaput, no longer a party worth voting for. So the challenge is, how do you work with people who desire your own downfall, your own demise? That is where the challenge is. And already, the ANC is complaining. Ministers who had always failed are being outshined by the members of these other parties who form the government of national unity. And those members, those other parties, are in it more to advance their own political fortunes. The ANC failed to consolidate the majority that it had for the last 8 years.